tonight, and I've prayed, and we've asked God to bless. So you just pray tonight, amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back in God's house tonight. I'm thankful for the drawing power that was here last night, and I believe that God is with us again tonight. If you've got your Bible, I'd like to go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29, amen, is where we'd like to go, amen, for a few verses of Scripture, and we'll pray that God just bless the reading of His Word. If you'd like to stand with us tonight, amen, while we read a few verses of Scripture, amen. This is what the Lord's put on our heart, and we certainly need God to bless it tonight. Amen. With the outpouring of the unction of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. In Jeremiah's writing, chapter number 29. Amen. Beginning in verse number 12. Amen. Now listen tonight. It said, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Amen. "And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations," amen, "and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord." Amen. "And I will bring you again into the place," amen, "whence I caused you," amen, "to be carried away captive." Amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm thankful tonight of that. I thought last night, amen, as we was, amen, amen, leaving and going home, and amen, just meditating, amen, on that of the goodness of the Lord. I believe, amen, that already this week, amen, somebody could have got saved. Amen. I believe that with all my heart, amen, and all my soul. Amen. I believe already this week, amen, amen, that somebody, amen, brother, that's been saved and led by God and knows the joy of the Lord, amen, has walked out of here with a burden in their life that they did not have to leave with. Amen. I appreciate those, amen, praise God, that have come to pray. And I know you can pray, amen, right where you're at. Wasn't recently, amen, not long ago, amen, just to tell you how much the preacher knows, amen, praise the Lord. One Sunday morning service we preached and God moved. Thank the Lord for it, amen. Some folks had prayed, praise the Lord, amen. But after service, amen, one of the brothers came up and said, "Amen, but son, there's something he wants to tell you." Amen. I said, "What is it, Zeb?" He said, "I got saved this morning." I said, "What?" He said, "I got saved." I said, "When was this?" He said, "It was right back there between those pews." Ah, hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God knows more than the preacher? Amen. Had the privilege of baptizing that little fella a couple Sunday nights ago. And I thank God for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. When the Spirit says, "Come," that's the time to meet the Lord. Praise the Lord tonight. Now listen. Amen. We began to pray. We began to meditate. Praise the Lord. This Scripture said, amen, "Then ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." I thought last night, amen, last thing we shared with the church, if you remember, I asked somebody, all of you that God might have dealt with, to go home and read Luke chapter 16. I hope you did. That pondered on my heart today. Praise the Lord. And I thought, dear God, amen, we need to realize, Brother Jeff, just how shall we meet God? Amen. How shall we meet God? Brother, it's not by accident. Amen. It's not by happenstance. Praise the Lord. But God, amen, had planned out in eternity, rather, an eternal plan of salvation, amen. There's a way for lowly vessels like ourselves to be in kinship with the God of all glory. Amen. He said, "Ye shall seek me and find me." Preacher, I don't know. I got friends that talk about being saved. You remember what that was like? I do. I remember what it was like. Had an older brother, had an older sister, amen, who's here with us tonight. They got saved before I did. I didn't understand what they had, brother. Praise the Lord. And I'll be honest with you, I was scared of it. Brother, amen, there's something going on. Brother, amen. Oh, you might not know Brother Ralph McDaniel. Amen, but I did. I remember him preaching down there with Brother Wayne Daniels down at Hawthorne Baptist Church. He'd get excited in the Lord. Hey, I remember one time he got right in front of the pew where I was at. Mama wasn't big enough to cover me up. Brother, amen, the glory bumps done blowed off Brother Ralph. Brother, I knew he had something I was missing, amen. How am I going to get him, preacher? How will I find God? You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I thought about how blind this world is. Everybody wants to get it figured out. Praise the Lord. There's got to be a scientific way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother, it's more than logic of the mind. If all you've got is logic of the mind, you need to dust off your heart and let the ray of God's love shine on in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what grace can do that knowledge can't? It'll introduce you to faith. Amen. When suddenly all the mysteries that you don't understand just don't matter anymore because you realize it all belongs to God and it's all God's business and you've been signed and sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ and hell can't touch you because you're God's child. Amen. Amen. That's what faith can do for you. Amen. Well, when we search for Him with all our heart. But you know what? There's more than searching. It's what the Lord gave me today. Oh, and every time I look, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I told Tammy, I said, "Hon, I don't think I'll preach long tonight." Amen. I just don't know. Praise the Lord. But it just keeps growing. I just want to do what the Lord said. But listen. Amen. Well, when you search for Him with all your heart. But there's got to be some companionship for searching. Praise the Lord. In Psalms writing, I want to give you this. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Psalms 34. Amen. It says this. Brother, amen. The righteous cry in verse 17, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. How does He do this? Listen to nine. Amen. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such. Amen. Of a contrite spirit. Amen. It's more than searching, brother. Whoa! Amen. The scripture's true. When it says, with increased knowledge comes increased sorrow. As we study the Word of God, and God reveals us the knowledge of the plan of salvation, a sinner that's never been saved, you're going to be sorrowful when you stand in the presence of God's holiness. And you know you're lost without Him. Well, praise the Lord. I still believe that broken hearts can touch the heart of God. I do. Amen. When you search for Him with all your heart. Amen. In other words, brother, when you get so sincere with God, when you get so down to business with the soul of eternity that lives within your body, brother, amen, that you're willing to see God more than any other thing around you. Brother, amen, in the sin that you bore, and I can preach to you because I've been there. There's not a Christian in this house, brother, that didn't first had to be lost. Brother, had to know you was lost before you ever got saved. Brother, you had to go searching. Brother, amen, God, with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Brother, with a contrite heart, brother, and a broken spirit. The Lord answered. You know what that means, contrition, to be contrite? It means to be sorrowful for the things you've done. Amen. Have you ever been brokenhearted when you look at Jesus? Amen. If you hadn't, you've never been saved. I'll just tell you that. Amen. Amen. Brother, amen. When I look at Calvary's cross, when I look at the blood that was shed, when I look at his suffering, brother, amen. When I look at his death, brother, and I realize it was for me that he did all these things. Brother, amen. And my sins cried out. My heart had to weep. I had nowhere to go. But at the feet of Jesus, I found mercy and I found life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. How am I going to find the Lord this week? You don't need to worry about Friday night. Friday night might not come. I might not be able to finish my next sentence. If the Lord says you need to pray, come on up right now. And you get serious with God. You search him out with all your heart. That might mean that God tell you to get right on up and walk down to this altar and quit worrying about Brother Steve. Hey man, it's you he's wanting to touch right now. You just come on, it'll be all right. And I promise you this, in the power of the Lord that I feel right now, you will not be alone, amen. Won't be alone. Thank God, for God is great. Listen tonight. God is so good, for the righteous cry and the Lord heareth. Aren't you glad that once you're saved, boy, there's a kinship that takes place. Amen. To be a righteous child. Not that God got righteousness out of us, but brother, the fountain just spilled over and washed our vessels. And we found a redemption in him that we could not acquire of ourselves. To be righteous is to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. God, I hear you tonight. Listen, the Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and save us such of a contrite spirit. Brother, amen, pride will never, never welcome you to Jesus, amen. Pride, brother, is something that's kept people from moving this week. I don't know, but it did me. Amen, when you look at heaven, amen, you look at everything that the Lord Jesus has done. You look at everything that the Father God has allowed to take place. Brother, amen, it's only pride that would keep us from moving to him. Praise the Lord. Brother, I'm thankful tonight. Brother, we can be saved. Listen tonight. Brother, we're going to stand before God one day. How shall we meet God? Praise the Lord tonight. Brother, don't be proud of heart. But brother, you can have joy in your heart. Wouldn't it be wonderful to go to God's revival meetings and get excited with the saints of God around you? You can get happy like you've seen everybody else get happy. The tears can flow from your well of your soul. Amen. God's not a respecter of persons. When you get saved, you'll get God in your life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that tonight. Listen, the old song said it's been a long journey. Yeah, it has. But I'm truly blessed. I've been anchored in Jesus. Amen. Boy, that a saying right there. Brother, amen tonight. Because we've all had storms. Amen. We've all been through trials. Brother, amen. But it's God that stood strong when we gained our weakness. Amen. I'm glad it's the Lord. Brother, amen. Amen. It was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Yet unlike ourselves, he knew no sin. Wouldn't you want to go to heaven tonight? Why would you want to walk away lost without God tonight? Isaiah's writing in chapter 57, brother, was going, it goes like this. Brother, amen, in verse 15. Amen, it said, for thus saith the high and the lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. Amen. Oh, one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. Amen. Take a look at him tonight and see him for who he is. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Brother, I dwell in the high and the holy. holy place. Thank you, Lord, with him also. Listen, amen, that is of a contrite and a humble spirit tonight. Amen. To revive the spirit of the humble, amen. And to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Why do we get happy? Why do we shout? Why do we act like we got something better than the world's got? Because we've been able to walk in a place that's inhabited by the high and the holy one. Brother, and we've been able, Brother Randy, to have a contrite heart, but also able to give it away. It's been a long journey. But there's a few things I've been able to lay down, Brother Jeff. Yeah. Old Paul wrote, he said, you did run well. What hath hindered you? You know what's wrong? Praise the Lord. We forget about the anchor sometimes. Amen. We're anchored in Jesus, Brother Scott. Too often we want to grab the anchor of what we threw away, Ronnie, and drag it back up again. Amen. But brother, our sins have been put into a bag and cast into the sea. And brother, God set you free. Amen. I'll be honest with you all, you fine ladies and brethren in this house. I'm so thankful that God does not drop down a big old screen and start to play my life before you tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, we're going to stand before God one day. How will you meet him? Praise the Lord. I'd be begging and I'd be praying. Lord, can't you just fast forward it? Lord, can't you just go to where you saved me, Lord? Hey, oh, Lord, can't you just let the people see there's been a difference in me? Search me with all your heart tonight. Brother, that old man died. Amen. Let's walk in the newness of life. Amen. Amen. With a broken heart, contrite tonight, how you going to meet God? Amen. How can you meet God? Praise the Lord. With that contrite heart, that broken heart tonight, the spirit, amen, that longs for God's peace, something you've never had, something the world has never been able to show you, because it's not got it to give. Praise the Lord tonight. But listen, thank you, Lord. Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary, amen, that none should perish, no, not one. But you hear that verse from the youngest to the eldest, said that none should perish. It did not say that none would perish. There's going to be people that perish on the day when we stand before God. You shouldn't perish. All you got to do to remain lost is simply not answer Jesus. That's all you got to do. Praise the Lord, to die and go to hell. I've had them tell me, preacher, amen. Preacher, I believe, amen, I'm a good person. I am. I try to be kind to folks. Amen. I'll do what I can to help somebody. And preacher, I just believe that in the end of the way, it's going to wash out somehow. I just believe it will. Amen. That sounds real good. Amen. But you need to stop for a minute and ask God about it. Here's what the Lord said in Matthew's writing, chapter number 7. Verse number 21, the Lord Jesus said this for you and I tonight. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And the Lord Jesus himself said, and then I will profess unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Brother, amen. You ought to search it out. Brother, on that great day of judgment, there's going to be a separation. Amen. Sheep on the right, goats on the left. Brother, amen. Oh, the sheep are God's, amen, saved children. The goats are those, amen, that should not have perished, but have chose to trodden down the blood of Jesus Christ and the suffering that he gave on the cross of Calvary, and you said I didn't want him, and you said I won't have him, and you should not perish, but in eternity you will, amen. I don't rejoice in sharing that with you, but the Lord Jesus said himself, I'll tell you, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. And there's also a nugget in there for us saved folks. I hope you believe once saved, always saved. That don't cost you nothing. But when the Lord Jesus described the, well, praise the Lord, and he said, I never knew you, I believe he's the one that keeps a record book, and I believe he knows what's true. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. That's why we live in grace, because the contrite man has died out, and life flowed. The brokenhearted man, brother, can lay it down and take up a cross and follow him, amen. Amen. I want to say this tonight. We're about to come to a close. Y'all get ready. We started out with a thought tonight. How will we meet God? You got to meet him through a broken heart, that contrite spirit tonight. What I want you to realize in the final part of this is how will God meet you? How will God meet you? God will meet you as your judge. That humbles me. It does. And I know there are things in my heart I have to beg God's mercies for. But at the same time, Brother Jeff, there's a peace. Amen. Because that old man got to die out one night. And a new man, praise the Lord, was set free. Brother, he wrote my name, Brother James, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. He thought so much of me. He gave me a smooth stone. And I got a name written on it that I do not yet know. But one day, brother, we're going to answer for ourselves. It's been a long journey. Amen. But it's just a short step home, Brother Scott. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we might get under a burden. Yes, we have tears when we give prayer requests. But thank be unto God, we give them because we can bow before a God who can touch them. Amen. Lord, help us never be a people, Miss Grace, that would have a prayer request that we felt had no hope of an answer. How will God meet you? How will God meet you when the rest of your church is not there by you? How will God meet you when mom and daddy is not there by you? How will God meet you when the lamb that stood as he had been slain in a glorified body, resurrected in all authority, brother, he said, I'll be there and I'll say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And brother, the Bible said that men will run and cry out for the hills and the rocks to fall down on them. But brother, oh, thank you, Lord. The scripture said, brother, that rock that would become the chief cornerstone, brother, For those that fall on it shall be broken. But those upon which it falls will grind them to powder.